All right, Shemuel said, good evening. Let us begin. So we are picking up Emirat Hashem. We left off on, where did we leave off? Chaf Kasam Beis, right? 28b. We left off Kishachal Rabbi Lazar, right? Is that correct? Two dots over there? A little bit before the, or after the two dots? Before the two dots? Two dots, good. Tan Rabbanan, a beautiful Gemara. Kishachal Rabbi Eliezer, Nichnesu Tamidav Levakro. When Rabbi Eliezer became ill, so his students came in to visit him. Omer lo Rabbeinu. They said, Rebbe, teach us. We read this last night. He said, Rebbe, teach us the pathway of life so that we should ultimately merit the world to come. Amar lahem, hizaru b'kavod chavireichem. Umanu, so listen to this. Number one, he said, be careful with the dignity of your friend. We'll say, how beautiful is that, right? So thing number one, be careful with the dignity of your friend. Just treat people well. Isn't that incredible? Before you're anything about learning Torah or anything else, right? Treat people well. Be careful with people's feelings. Umanu b'neichem min ahegyom. And this is actually interesting. Don't let your kids spend too much time learning Mikra, learning Tanakh. Right? Now we'll see why that is. Rashi says over here, right? Lo targilum b'mikra yosir midayim mishum demashcha. What's the problem? The problem is, if you get your kids used to learning Tanakh, they're not going to want to learn Halacha or Gemara and know how to function, right? You think to yourself, right, halavai, that should be the biggest problem with raising children, right? Enough Tanakh for you guys, right? That's it. Sorry, no more. Time to turn off the Tanakh, right? You know, so again, but what he's trying to highlight over here is, you know, because Tanakh has a lot of stories. The stories are beautiful, of course. But Lamaisa also have to learn Halacha, also have to learn Gemara. Okay. Voshivim ben bigay tamidi chachamim. And go ahead and keep them literally again by the feet, literally by the knees of Tamidi Chachamim. Ukishatam, which means again, we'll say in life, it's not just enough to learn Torah, but you have to have positive role models and good exposures, right? Exposures to good people. Ukishatam mispalim, and when you daven, du'u lifnei miatem omdim. Know before whom you stand. Right? We'll say, which is really profound, really beautiful. A lot of times in life, you know, we do things religiously, but we have absolutely no idea why we're doing them or who we're doing them for. So if you want a meaningful Yiddishkeit, it's not just enough to do stuff, but you have to be able to know who you're doing it for and why you're doing it. And as a result of this, you will merit the life in the world to come. Okay, so we'll say, so incredible. So I just want to point out, these Gemaras are really fantastic because here, like I mentioned last night, you have Talmidim kind of conversing with their Rebbeim in the final moments of life. And here, like, that's where you get like the distilled world view of the Rebbe. Rebbe, what's the most important thing in life? So number one, treat people well. Number one, treat people well. Be a mensch. Be careful with people's dignity. Be careful how you go ahead and you raise your children, right? Educate them in the right way. Give them the right kind of exposures to the right kind of role models. Know why you're doing when you daven, when you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, know before whom you stand. So incredible. When Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai became ill, nichnesu tamidav levakro. This is incredible Gemara also. So his students came in to visit him. Kevin Shera'o, some hischil livkos. When he saw them come in, he began to cry. This is incredible. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is on his deathbed. Students come in. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai begins to cry. Amr lo, tamidav, neri Yisrael, amud hayemini, patish hachazak, mipnei ma'ataboha. So the students were surprised that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was crying. So look how they referred to him. They called him neri Yisrael, light of Israel. Amud hayemini, the right pillar. Patish hachazak, the strong hammer. In other words, they said, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, you're a bastion of strength. By the way, just so you understand, like who Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai essentially saved Judaism during the times of the destruction of the Second Temple. Right? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was the one who faked his own death to be smuggled out of the city. Right? That's where he met Vespasian. He saved Klal Yisrael. See, Klal Yisrael. So now, the students were just a little bit surprised that here he's, okay, I got it, he's facing death, but he's crying. But it's kind of like, Rebbe, you're strong. Why are you crying? Amar lahem, he said to them, Ilu lifnei melech basar vadam hayu malichanosi. Tell me, if they were bringing me before a king of flesh and blood, Shayom kan umachar bekever. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, you know, if I was being brought for judgment before a human king, and a human king, you know, today he's alive, tomorrow he's in the grave. Shimkois alai in kaso kas olam. If he gets angry at me, you know, his anger is not an eternal anger. Bimosrani in isura isra olam. And if he imprisons me, he can't imprison me for all eternity. Bimisani in misasa misas olam. And if he kills me, he just executes me in this world, not in the world to come. Vein yochal afaisa bidvarim. Sorry. Vein yochal afaisa bidvarim. Ulashakta olam. And I could bribe him. Right, I could bribe him. I could go ahead and sweet talk him. I could bribe him with money. I would still cry. Right? Why? Because it's overwhelming to know that you're being brought for judgment about your life. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, you know, if I was being brought in front of a human ruler, I would cry just because of the overwhelming nature of judgment in general. He says, and now all the more so, I'm being brought before God. Shuchai v'kayum, right? Kadosh Baruch Hu is eternal. Li olam uli ol mi'olamim. Shim koyis alai kaso kasolam. If Kadosh Baruch Hu gets angry, his anger could go on for all eternity. V'mosrani isra olam. And if he incarcerates me, he could imprison me forever. V'mimisani misaso misasolam. And if he kills me, he could take away from me life in this world and in the world to come. V'in yochal afaisa b'divar melol shachta b'mamon. And furthermore, I can't sweet talk him and I can't bribe him with money. Below old, furthermore, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, "Ela sheyesh lefanai shnei drachim." As I die, the Rebbe says, "Incredible." As I die, there are two pathways in front of me. Two pathways in front of me: achas shel gan eden, the achas shel gehenim. One of gan eden and one of gehenim. Ve'eni yodea be'ezo molichim osi, and I don't know, which path I'm going to be taken on. So we'll say, I just want to point out, this wasn't false humility, right? This is Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai saying, like, you know, you never know. You just don't know. I think I lived a good life. I'll say, you know, understand. I always thought about this, that, you know, like, what's Gehenim? What's Gehenim? So in general, like, we don't really believe in the Christian concept of hell. That's not really like our thing, like with the Satan and fires and things like that. Although, again, there is some fire imagery in Chazal also about Gehenim. But I've often thought, you know what Gehenim is? I don't know if this is true or not, but this is like what I think about in my spare time. You know, I think like Gehenim is like when they show you the movie of what your life could have been, who you could have been, what you could have accomplished. You know, and like that's like it's like you know, 120 years long, and you see all the things you could have done, all the opportunities you missed that you didn't have to miss, and there's like this beautiful image of the person you could have become. But now, what's the problem? The problem is too late. Rosai, that's Gehenim. I'll take a fire. I'll take any fire over watching that video. Right? By the way, and they invite like it's like a VIP screening. So they invite your parents, right? They invite your family, your friends, previous generations, and it's director's cut, right? So like there's no they have all the edited scenes, everything is in there. I was like, that's Gehenim. So I don't think Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was afraid of Averos. That can't be it. And I think if you're Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, what you think to yourself is, you know, I hope I lived the best life. I hope I lived the best. I don't know. And again, this is Rabbi Yochanan. I want to point out, this is Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. You wouldn't even imagine how much, you know, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is responsible for all of the halachos that we have, Zecher leChurban and Zecher leMikdash. So we have two sets of practices, right? Some practices we engage in to remind us of the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. So for example, again, you know, and you see this much more in Eretz, so they leave like an Amma by Amma square unfinished in the home to remember the Churban. That's Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And then we do other things, Zecher LeMikdash, to remember the Beis Hamikdash in a positive way. We take Lulav and Esrog, all the days of Sukkot except Shabbos. That was an institution of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So you're talking about a man who saved Klal Yisrael during one of the darkest times in Jewish history, especially the second Beis Hamikdash, who instituted, and yet again, he's just not sure, did I live my best life? Did I live my best life or not? Incredible. So he says, there's two paths in front of me. The Eni Odeah, Beizem Olichem Osim. And I don't know which path I'm going down. Velo Efka, should I not cry? Should I not cry? So in other words, he's saying to his students, it's not that I'm scared of death. It's not that I'm scared that the Rebbe say, if you believe in an afterlife, you're not scared of death. But what I'm scared about is, did I live a good life? Because Rebbe say, you get one chance to do it. You get one chance, and that's it. And if you get it right, you get it right. And if you don't get it right, yes.
I heard that Rabbi Yochanan Zak, one of the reasons he was crying was because he was never sure if he made the right decision when he was let out, and he said that he wanted to save Yavna, and he wanted to...
Right.
He says he was wondering if he should have tried to save the Beis HaMikdash.
Beautiful.
Like the rest of his life that haunted him. Did he make the right call?
Beautiful. 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 Right. The Gemara Masech is getting. Rabbi Vespasian asked Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, you know, tell me what you want. Tell me what you want. Right. And he said, Tain li Yavna l'chachamel. Give me Yavna. Right. So actually, Rabbi Akiva attacked him. Rabbi Akiva is usually very mild-mannered throughout Shas. Rabbi Akiva said, you fool. Why didn't you ask for the Beis HaMikdash? Why didn't you ask for Vespasian to turn his army around? So remember again, what does Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai answer? He says, Tafasta meruba lo tafasta. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was afraid that if you ask for too much, you get nothing. You get nothing. That's beautiful, right? Whole life wondering, could I have saved the Beis HaMikdash? Oof. Well, incredible. So we'll say, let's finish up. So the Gemara says, Amr lo Rabbeinu barchinu. So they said, so Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is about to die. They said, Rebbe, give us a bracha. Amr Lahem, he said to them, Yiratzon shetei mora shamayim aleichem kimora basa v'dam. He gave them a bracha. The fear of God should be upon you like the fear of flesh and blood. Amru lo tamidav ad kan. So the students were a little bit surprised. That's all. We should fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu like we fear flesh and blood. Shouldn't we fear God more than we fear flesh and blood? Amru Lahem ulevai. Halavai, you should fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu as much as you fear other people. Teidu. Kisha adam over avera omer shlo yirani adam. Kisha ani adam. We'll say, because what happens when people sin? What are people concerned about when they sin? What are they concerned about? I don't want to get caught. In other words, but God sees me. So as long as no one else sees me, we're good to go. So what do you see? You see, the nature of people is we fear people more than we fear God. So Yochanan ben Zakkai gave his students a bracha. You should fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu as much as you fear God, as much as you fear people. And that would be an accomplishment. Amr Lahem, so we'll say, Ebishas Pitirasas, he was about to die. Amr Lahem, Pinu Kalim B'mea Tumah, he told them, I'm about to die. Remove all of the utensils from the home so as to avoid ritual contamination, because the halacha is anything that's under the roof, same roof with a corpse, becomes tame. So he tells them, clear out the utensils. The Shabbos also tells you such a presence of mind, right? The clarity of thought that he's thinking, he's about to die, but he's thinking ahead and also thinking about others. Clear out the kelim, v'echinu kiseh v'chizkiyo melech Yehuda Sheba, and prepare a chair for Chizkiyo, the king of Yehuda, who is coming to escort me to the world to come. Rashi says, Ovir l'chizkiyo Sheba, Eli l'levisani, l'levasi. Chizkiyo is coming to a skirmish. We'll have to stop over here for tonight. We'll spend maybe just a few moments in the next year talking a little bit about why Chizkiyo, right? Why was Chizkiyo coming? Why, in other words, out of all the people who are going to escort him, so why is it that Chizkiyo, the king of Yehuda, who obviously lived much earlier, why is he coming to escort Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? Mir Hashem, we continue tomorrow. Avosai, Shkai Chodavim, Davim Arivin here. I will say, again, I apologize. The other shear just went.